News Radio KMAN. Good afternoon. I'm Dave Lewis, and it is our 5 o'clock COVID-19 update. And today on the phone, we have Julie Gibbs from the Riley County Health Department joining us. Julie, good afternoon. Another busy day.
Yes. Good afternoon, Dave.
I was looking at the state numbers. You know, remember yesterday we had like an increase of 55, and I was pretty happy about the fact that we only had like a 6% increase. Well, that didn't. Yeah. That trend did not even become a trend.
Nope.
We had a pretty good jump this from yesterday into today. What's our numbers from the state of Kansas looking like now?
So state has 1,046 positive statewide. That's up 146 from yesterday, so that's definitely our biggest jump yet. We also have 38 deaths overall, and that's up by 11. And we now have 248 hospitalizations statewide.
Okay.
Riley County now has 19 confirmed cases, with 5 of those being recovered, which is good. We're also monitoring 19 individuals, and we have 15 tests pending.
Okay, and Pottawatomie County, I see, added 1. So they're now at 5, and Gary County's still at 4. Do you have some perspective on where all these deaths are occurring? Are they mostly, if not all, in the Kansas City metro area?
I believe a lot of them are, yes.
Okay. All right. Quick question. You know, there's a lot of discussion on the national news about certain drugs, certain types of treatments for COVID patients. What are we doing here locally? What kind of treatments, what kind of prescriptions are they taking advantage of to try to get them back healthy?
You know, I'm not really sure on that, Dave. I can definitely get back to you. We haven't even really been asking about that. We've been so concerned with numbers and preparedness that we haven't even asked that yet. So
Okay. That's
a really good question, and I can definitely check on that.
Well, I know that there's one number that you were pretty excited to hear about, and I saw this map, I believe yesterday, maybe last night, about social distancing. And in Riley County, a lot of people are taking heed to your advice.
Yes, we actually were assigned a grade A. We weren't alone in that, so we're leading the state along with Greeley County out in western Kansas. But we did get an A, and that just means that what we're doing is good. We are practicing the social distancing, and that we're limiting our movement.
Okay. There was also some news today from a couple of different fronts. Riley County Police are really trying to put the kibosh on any type of social gathering. What's the update there?
Yeah, so we've been noticing quite a few parties or larger groups, in the creek called? I can't remember what
that's Pillsbury, called. Pillsbury Crossing?
Yes, mm-hmm. Pillsbury Crossing, that's it. And while it's okay to get outside, and we actually encourage that, we don't want you to be congregating in groups. And so that really defeats the purpose of this whole thing. And so to reduce your risk, go outside by yourself, or if you have someone in your family that you want to take a walk with, that's completely fine, but please try not to congregate in groups.
Have you ever been to Pillsbury Crossing, Julie?
I haven't.
It's a delightful place. When this is all over,
yes, it is.
And you can, you know, you don't have to worry about social distancing, I encourage you to go check it out because it's a pretty cool little place. Let's see, a couple of other things. Speaking of social gatherings, there was quite a bit of discussion over the last couple of days. Governor Kelly decided that she wanted to curtail any church gathering whatsoever. And I understand that has changed. That order has basically been rescinded here just in the last couple of hours.
Yeah, I haven't been able to really follow it much. We've been in and out of meetings, and I just did my Facebook Live, so I'm just trying to catch up. But yeah, it's not looking good. I was trying to listen to a press conference that the governor and Dr. Lee Norman were doing together, and I know that they weren't happy about this, and they mentioned it was a political movement. So it's not good.
Well, it's a constitutional issue, I think, is what was raised. Because, you know, protecting freedom of the practice of religion. And at least, you know, it's too bad things get into a lot of political movements there.
Sure,
Farmers Market was in the news last night. The Manhattan City Commission passed on a narrow margin of 3-2 to allow Farmers Market to continue. And did you have much input on that?
I did. Yeah, early on, I supported the Farmers Market. They had a lot of different alterations they were putting in place to make it happen and make it happen safe. And since farmers market is just like a grocery store, it's exempt from the governor's order. And so I had supported it. And then, you know, what happened over the weekend with community spread and just kind of that fear of people gathering and socializing, we got to talking and decided that it may not be such a good idea at this time. So I had recommended to postpone the start date to maybe mid-May. That way we might get out of the situation that we're in now and the dust might settle a little bit. But the commission decided otherwise. I will commend, though, Andrea, the farmers market president. She did a great job, and she put together a really nice diagram to kind of show what modifications they're putting in place. So I'm really actually looking forward to it.
Well, it's a great example of people wanting to try to continue to serve the community with, you know, a conscientious perspective on how to effectively and safely do those things. So you're right. You got to give her some credit for that. Let's want to once again kind of reiterate some of the things. You know, we've got the call screening number at 323-6400 in case anybody feels that they are experiencing some of the symptoms of COVID-19. And that could prompt people to go through the drive-through testing phase. And how is that continuing to work for county residents?
It's doing really, really well. We call it our swabbing station. And yes, it's a drive-through swabbing station. It's pretty simple to do. So the first step would be to call that screening line, 323-6400. And a nurse will be on the other end of that line. She'll ask you a few questions. And depending on your situation, they'll either direct you to call your primary care provider, and if they do that, then the primary care provider will further evaluate you and possibly send you over for testing.
Okay. Julie, do you have anything else you'd like to add today?
Just like to add, you know, we say it a lot, but please stay at home. If you need to get out, do so by yourself or with a family member. Don't congregate in groups. And this weekend, I know it's Holy Week, and this weekend we've got church, and I'm a religious person myself, and so I totally understand the desire to want to participate, but please try to do so from home.
But there are a lot of churches have made arrangements to do their service streamed. In fact, you know, we've broadcast the First United Methodist Church service here for decades here on Cayman, and we're going to have their entire service. It'll be an hour-long service coming up Sunday morning, and I know a lot of churches are doing that, and so that's a very encouraging sign, too. So, well, Julie, thank you very much for joining us again. We'll look forward to our visit again tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Dave.